Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many really believe it? I mean, you absolutely believe in the power of the blood.
Yes.
That's something unseen.
Yes.
Well, then we can also believe in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
In every other area.
Yes.
Power to heal.
Yes.
Power to deliver.
Yes.
But I got to get my mind off of my lack and my debt. And my bills. I don't mean tell people you don't owe them when you do owe them. I'm not saying that. If you're not paying them like you said you would, you need to call them before they call you. And say, look, I'm sorry. I meant to do this. I committed to you I would do this. And if I had it, I would do it. I don't have it right now. But I will have it. And do something, even if it's send them $10. Do something as an act of goodwill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as an act of faith that they see you are trying to do something.
Right.
Do something.
Yeah.
But then when you hang up the phone or when you leave, you must not go home and mind the things down here night and day, or you're stuck. You've got to mind things above. You got to say, I got a heavenly account. And I've given. And it's given to me, good measure,
yes.
Pressed down, shaken together, running over. My God shall supply all my needs. See, none of that's seen. None of that's seen, but you got to keep your mind on that. Day and night. Oh, somebody's getting it. Somebody's getting it. I can't go home, talk about the bills, talk about how broke I am. I can't get to looping.
Right.
Or I'm stuck. We look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How do you not look at what's right in front of your eyes? It's a choice. You see it, you know it's there, you're not saying it's not there, but you don't have to think about it all the time. Right? You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to focus on it. You don't have to mind it. How can you look at something that's not seen? By faith. By faith. 2 Kings 6. This is the story of how the man of God informed his king of the enemy's movements against them. And it happened repeatedly that the man of God, the prophet, would send word to the king and said, the enemy king and his army, they're going to be over at such and such place, such and such time. And so they showed up over there, and it was supposed to be a sneak attack. And the prophet's king and their army was there like, huh, here we are. This happened repeatedly until finally the enemy king said, we got a spy. We got a mole who is giving our secrets away, our plans. Somebody finally spoke up and said, there is a prophet over there. He tells the king what you say in your bedroom. So that made him mad. And he sent soldiers to go take out this prophet. He sent a bunch of guys, special forces, to take out one preacher. How many believe one preacher can make a bigger difference than some people think?
Yes.
One believer.
That's right.
Right?
Right?
One child of God.
Yes.
Can make a bigger difference in a whole country.
Yes.
In a whole country.
Yes.
So, 2 Kings 6, 15. 6:15. The servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth. A host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said, alas, my master, how shall we do? He's distraught. He said, we are surrounded. What in the world are we going to do? Tell me how you live. You walk by faith. You live by faith. What is faith? It's the conviction of things not seen. What do you mind if you walk by faith and live by faith? You mind things that are not seen. You look at the things that are not seen, not at the things that are. He said, what will we do? Verse 16. He answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now, faith talks funny. From a walking by sight perspective. Say, what? Huh? I didn't even count all of them. I mean, I lost count at 200 or 300. And in here it is 1, 2. 1, 2. How you figure there's more that be with us? I don't know that our police and our military even knows they're out there yet. It was early in the morning. Ain't nobody backing us up. He said, fear not. That's what God always says. Fear not. When you see something and it scares you, what should you hear next?
Fear not.
Fear not. What's next? Quit looking at that. Why? Because that's how you got scared to start with. Is that right? Stop looking at that. Every time I look at it, it scares me. Well, quit looking at it. Every time I hear that, it upsets me. Well, quit listening to that. Right? It's so simple, but it's victory. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, send us some help. We need help. Why? Help was already there. Lord, send me some healing. Send me some help, Lord. It's already there. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Are you saved? Did you see the new birth occur in you? Did you see the power of the blood of the Lamb change you into a new creation? Yeah, but it's there. I said, yeah, but it's there. It's not getting there. It's already there. It's already, somebody say, it's already there. It's already, it's all, oh, we're getting somewhere, saints. It's already there. He didn't say, oh, God, send us some protection. Oh, God. No, what did he say? Open his eyes that he may see. This is how Paul prayed for his churches. He didn't pray, oh God, do something for them. Oh God, do something. He said, Lord, enlighten the eyes of their heart and understanding so that they'd know, they'd find out what's the hope of your calling, what's the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power to those that believe. Fill them with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What's he saying? Help them to see what you've given them. Help them to get a hold of what's already there. Already there. Already there. The Lord doesn't need to go to the cross. He's been to the cross. He doesn't need to carry it. He carried it. He doesn't need to raise from the dead. He raised from the dead. He doesn't need to defeat it. He did. Already done. Did. It's already there. It's already there. But if you're going to be like Thomas was at that moment, sorry to keep bringing this up, brother. If you're going to act like he acted like, which was a long, long time ago, and he's changed and moved on. But then you're going to go, well, if I can't see it. See, that is ignorant. You've only been on the earth that long and acting like you know the mysteries of the universe. No, if I can't see it, it don't exist. Really. You are the fountain of knowledge. You are the measure of wisdom and understanding. No, no. There's a whole lot you don't know, honey. Brother Hagin said that one of the visions that he had with the master, the Lord told him something, and he said it upended his theology. He said, Lord, I never heard anything like that. I never heard anybody preach anything like that. He said, I've read the New Testament through over 150 times, parts of it more than that. If there's anything in there like that, I've never seen it. He said, the Lord smiled and said, son, there's a lot in there you hadn't seen. Son, there's a lot in there. How many believe there's a lot in there you haven't seen? Haven't seen. Haven't seen. Haven't seen. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, what does behold mean? Look of there. He's scared. He's upset. He's going, what in the world are we going to do? Look how quick a transformation. What are we going to do to, oh, no problem. I can see that. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do to, whew, I feel sorry for them. What a radical, can you see that 180?
Yes.
Complete reversal. Because of what? Because you were looking at this, and now you're looking at that. You were looking at what's seen, now you're looking at what's not seen. And it changes everything. It changes everything. And it's not that God just did something and changed. It was already there. Opened his eyes, and he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Elisha had seen one of them earlier. You remember when Elijah went on? There was a chariot of fire that came and picked up Elijah. So he's got some small experience with chariots of fire. And so then, he's a prophet. He's a seer. A seer sees more of this kind of thing than other folks do. But anybody could. God could open any believer's eyes at any time. It's called discerning of spirits. And it's seeing into the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Why are we talking about all this? I believe we are going to see more. Both in our, just in our faith walk. We'll see more by faith, but then also more instances of glimpses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If our eyes were open right now, what would we see? What would we see? Is the power there to fix anything? Is the glory there to change everything? Is it? Is it?
Yes.
Not having to try to get it there. It's already here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.